The Spirit of God began to quicken my heart and say that as you share my word in the simplicity of it, I'll begin to bring my people into the inheritance. So tonight is an inheritance matter. An inheritance, a real inheritance, is something that you cannot work for. If it's a real inheritance, you can only receive it. An inheritance is something that somebody else works for. And you are brought into it either because you are a biological heir or you're remembered in the will. So an inheritance can only be transmitted when there is a will. Something is coming upon you that you cannot work for. Your age or stage of life is inconsequential and immaterial. So something is coming upon you today. Your horn is going to be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Something about you is going to be noticed. Listen, when this anointing comes upon you, nobody will say you are a child. Nobody will say you have no experience. This anointing is God's super sufficiency. It's going to fill every valley. It's going to make every pocket pass straight. When this anointing comes upon you, nobody will relate with you as a young man. This anointing is the anointing of the Ancient of Days. See, life is about to get sweeter and easier than you have ever known. As I speak and declare, there will be tokens that will follow those things.
In the name of Jesus, without much ado, I'm privileged to come up on stage. Our father, my pastor, my prophet, our apostle, the PFN chairman himself, Plateau State Chapter, with Jesus joy, join me to welcome Reverend Dunka Joseph Gomwok. Is this how you celebrate my father? Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Shall we just lift up our hands to heaven again and thank the Lord this evening? Oh, Rabala Costa Baba Haya Mastaya. We thank you, Lord. We honor you. We worship you. We give you glory and honor, like Azokotore Balavande Sekieleba. The changer of men's stories, we thank you. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight. We honor you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for the gathering of your people tonight. Thank you for this great ministry, this great apostolic global ministry. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your servant, Apostle Dr. Lucas Satlon King and his precious wife, their family, all those whose hearts you have stirred up and opened to believe in them, those that you have called to stand with them. We thank you, Father. Thank you for this night. Thank you for this night. Thank you for this night. Your word says in 1 Samuel 2:30, he that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. I know that your servant, his wife, his family, in this great ministry, they honor me for your namesake. So, Father, tonight I ask that you honor them. Yeah. There's an honor that you place upon a man and a people that only you can give. And because only you can give it, no man can take it away. I ask in the name of Jesus that from tonight, there be an escalation of honor upon their lives. Lord, the things that your people seek tonight in the natural are not in me, but they are in you. And you have anointed me tonight. So stretch forth your mighty hand upon every desire, upon every life, upon every man, woman, and child here tonight. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Let doubts be dissolved. Amen. Let confusion turn to clarity. Amen. Let fear give way to faith. Amen. Let hopelessness and seeming helplessness give way to Bible hope. Amen. Let clear pictures be deposited in the heart of your people concerning the place and places that you have ordained for us to be in this hour. Let there be a showing forth of hard and difficult sentences. Let parables of life be interpreted. Let things that seem difficult become easy. Let things that seem complicated become simplified. Let the crooked be made straight. Let the rough road be made smooth. Let the valleys be exalted. Let the mountain be made a plain. And let the glory, the kavod of the Lord, be made manifest and revealed. Let prophetic pathways of life be unveiled. Let the unique prosperity paths of life be unveiled. And let your people be connected to those paths tonight. Lord, thank you. I ask you, dear Father, that as a result of this evening service, that you will work a work in every life. That when it be told them, when it be seen, it will make the ear of men tingle. Lord, I thank you. I yield myself as a tool and vessel in your hands this evening. And I ask, dear Father, that you think through my mind and speak through my lips. Let it be all of you and none of me. And I publicly declare before your people that except you manifest yourself in this place, I'll fall flat upon my face. I'm totally reliant upon you. But I thank you. Because tonight, the things that men seek, they are found. Lord, thank you. Lift up those hands and thank you one more time. Oh, Brabala Costa Brandekila Hedas Tosa Manakia Bastaya. Erekiestostom Rabaladando Sobrange Zeke Yaleman Bredeesis. Oh, Bradakanoseki Hilemandres. Oh, Bragili Alamandra Kilio Costa Frende Elias Zembra Dongro. Erederi Alamanda Precius Suprambalande Kite Ios Samana. Thank you for utterance in the Holy Ghost. We give you praise. We give you glory. One more time, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise tonight. Glory! Wow, please be seated. Be seated, be seated, be seated. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, good evening, everyone. What an honor to be here tonight. Apostle Lucas, thank you so much for, and your precious wife, thank you so much for having me tonight. I don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. When you all were welcoming us from the junction over there, I was feeling so shy. I'm sure that if I was an Oyibo, my face would have been turning red. But seeing that I have a black and gas face, so that is hidden. Praise the Lord. But God is a good God. The Lord honor you, man of God. The Lord honor your precious wife and all the precious, precious leaders in this great church. All of those who are standing and holding forth with you. The Lord honor you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes in the month of October last year, the Lord started dealing with me in some kind of ways. Hallelujah. And I want to share one or two of those things with us. Sometime in the month of December, I believe it was, 2022, as we're about to enter 2023, the Spirit of God began to quicken my heart and say that as you share my word in the simplicity of it, I'll begin to bring my people into their inheritance. So tonight is an inheritance matter. Somebody might say, what is an inheritance? But let me tell you something. A true inheritance. Listen, I believe in the principles of work, and I know you're a well-taught church. I believe in the principles of labor. I believe on those things that we're created to work. After all, the Bible said, let Paul the apostle of grace in the New Testament, Thessalonians said, if any man does not work, let him not eat. So I believe in the principles of work. I believe in all of that. Hallelujah. But if you look at the word inheritance critically, an inheritance, a real inheritance, is something that you cannot work for. If it's a real inheritance, you can only receive it. An inheritance is something that somebody else works for. And you are brought into it either because you are a biological heir or you're remembered in the will. So an inheritance can only be transmitted when there is a will.
the intention of the one leaving the inheritance. In other words, somebody has worked for something, and then he leaves what they have worked for, what he has worked for, and he bequeaths it to somebody else. So it does not matter. Listen, if it doesn't matter whether you're a hard worker or you're not a worker at all, if it's an inheritance, I hear somebody, it is something you cannot work for. It's prepared for you. Praise the Lord. So because of the nature of where we are today, I know you're a well-taught church, so I'll just stick within my boundaries tonight. Hallelujah. But tonight is an inheritance matter. Something is coming upon you that you cannot work for. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 4, when the Lord Jesus was talking, he said, other men have labored and have brought you into their labors. Listen, if this does not happen, the body of Christ can't go to where we're going. The Lord began to tell me, I said, the rate at which satanic activity is multiplying upon the earth. And how many of you know God can never be behind Satan? God will never be found catching up with Satan. So he said, except I begin to increase the rate of my operations upon the earth, my church, my people will not be able to, not even catch up, will not be able to overtake and swallow up what the devil is doing on the earth. So really, as we enter into towards the last quarter of last year, some things in the spirit have picked up. I hear somebody. God has introduced some anointings upon the face of this earth because it's important for that to happen, because his people, not catching up, they have to overtake and swallow up what the devil is doing. So that's where this inheritance matter comes in very critical. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, praise the name of the Lord. So tonight is an inheritance matter. And the Lord began to give me permission to do certain things and to say certain things. So tonight, I don't know how the Lord is going to go, but I know that something is coming upon you. Something is coming upon you. And can I tell you something? Please listen to me very carefully. Your age or stage of life is inconsequential and immaterial. Your age or stage of life. I don't care if you're a student. I don't care if you're living with your parents. I don't care. I don't care if you're listening to me and you're a secondary school student. Your age or stage of life is inconsequential. Josiah was crowned king at 8 years old. And the elders of Israel came and supported him. So something is coming upon you today. Something is coming upon you today. Your horn is going to be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. Something about you is going to be noticed. Listen, when this anointing comes upon you, nobody will say you are a child. Nobody will say you have no experience. This anointing is God's super sufficiency. It's going to fill every valley. It's going to make every crooked path straight. When this anointing comes upon you, nobody will relate with you as a young man or a young woman or you. This anointing is the anointing of the Ancient of Days. God is about to interrupt your schedule. God's about to interrupt your plan. Some things that you are training to receive, you receive it while you are still training. This anointing will interrupt your schedule. I tell you the truth, it will interrupt your plan. Some things you thought were for 5-10 years, you will see it at your domot. You will see it in your domot. Listen to me, when the manifestation comes, nobody is going to treat you like a child. The anointing, the spirit of the Ancient of Days is coming upon you. God has graced this ministry with so much. We have just come to add. But I tell you, there's an operation that brought. So me, I've come. I'm conscious of the fact from that 2022. I'm conscious of that anytime I'm teaching, people are entering their inheritances. I'm conscious of that fact. So some things are going to start happening to you that you have not planned for. Some things are going to start happening to you that are bigger than your size. But God will grow you into that size. You are entering big shoe moments in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. I'm very deliberate at what I'm saying tonight. No matter your age or your stage of life, this inheritance is locating you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And from the time 2022, December, thereabout, November, December, from that time, I'm conscious of that fact that God has given me permission. Say permission to do what? To bring men and women into my room, into my place, to add to whatever God has given to you. You know, we become what we are by a combination of anointings. It's a cocktail of anointings that make us what we are. And because God has put in your pastor's heart to bring to honor me, then that which I have is now yours.
You know, since from heaven till date, there is one thing Satan knows how to do best, which is to fail. And that is what just happened now. Hallelujah. Everything God have ordained for us in this encounter, we are entering it. We are receiving it. No devil can stop us. Listen, I just heard the good news that all those miscreants, police have carried all of them. They rounded up. Hallelujah! Glory to God. So banish every form of fear from your heart. They that be with us are more than they that be with them. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. With Jesus' joy again, we rejoice in. Can you receive our Father to continue where he stopped?
Glory, 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 glory.
Glory to God forevermore. Lift up those hands to heaven one more time. Let's thank the Lord. Glory to God. Lord, we give you thanks. Thank you for your preservation. Thank you for your safety. Thank you, Lord. We judge you faithful. We mark you right. We find no fault in you. We declare you've done all things well. You've done us nothing but good all the days of our lives. I'm in agreement with your servant. Everything you have ordained from the foundations of this earth to be manifested, to come into operation and manifestation. Every room you have ordained for your people to be initiated into tonight, amen, and walk in, amen, they will surely walk in it. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You know, honestly, I don't want to be dramatic tonight, but everything that is happening here is prophetic and is apostolic. One of the things the Lord told me that, okay, this one was sometime last year, was that He's moving me into the realm of signs. Yes, sir. And that as I speak and declare, that there'll be tokens that will follow those things. Yes. Now, so I don't want to be dramatic, both for God's servant here, your pastor, Apostle Luca and his wife, and all of you, and for myself. Hallelujah. This is a baptism into something. Yes. Just like Apostle Luca said, this is satanic agitation. Nothing more. But the devil has been defeated. And just like Moses led Israel and they passed through the Red Sea, and it was a baptism unto Moses, hallelujah, God's servant here tonight has passed through something, and all of you have followed him into it. You'll see what will begin to happen to this ministry. This thing is not normal. I'm not trying to be dramatic. Is not normal. Something is happening. It's a sign. Are you here, somebody? You see, to take your inheritance, you have to be courageous. I'm glad you're still here. I'm glad you're still here. Me, I didn't intend to go anywhere. Are you here, somebody? Last, we'll do kung fu, karate plus tongues. Last. I'm not going to get in for 30-something years in ministry. You can't be doing ministry for 30-something years and have a chicken heart. You're taking your inheritance. And that devil is defeated in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Glory! Tell your neighbor, I've entered. Tell your neighbor, I've entered. Truly speaking, you have crossed over into another level. Something has happened to you tonight. There's a spirit of might that has come upon you tonight. I mean it. The kind of might that came upon Samson, that he carried the gate of the city of the Philistines on his shoulder. Some of you, you're going to see the things the Lord will start entrusting you with now. You have to have a courageous heart.
Just like Apostle said, the lion is a beast that does not turn away from the face of battle. Are you somebody? Some of you are going to be, you're going to start being introduced to certain things now. And when you enter that place, your heart will not fear for war. You know, sometimes when God shows you your inheritance, you know it's yours, but you have to have courage to take it. And the thing is, when you take a step, God will take a step with you. So let me try and round this. Let me just try and put, because wisdom is profitable still. So I'm just going to try and wind this up and just say some major thoughts in my heart. But I'll go straight to it because the devil was stupid enough to try and interrupt us. So I'll go straight to it. I was telling Apostle and his dear wife that as I was coming tonight, just near that bridge, you know, there's a bridge. What do you call that place now? Where's that bridge? Is this a leverage? Yeah, just before the bridge, I was just in my iPad, just checking some scriptures, you know, some scriptures coming to my heart. I was just checking them, and I don't want to be too dramatic, but I had a mini vision in my spirit. That means it's in my spirit. I saw something. And I saw your pastor take a step. And the Lord told me, this man of God is going to, I'm going to lead him to take a step this year. He said it's going to be a step in the natural, but in the spirit is a quantum leap. So I saw this man of God breaking out. I saw him taking a step, but that step became a leap. And I saw that leap breaking him out. So I was going to comment on that towards the end of my thoughts. And the picture the Lord gave me, if any of you have interest in that kind of area, the first man to step on the moon, an American astronaut called Neil Armstrong. And if you remember, when he stepped on the moon, he made a historical statement. He said, this is one small step for a man, his first step, but a giant leap for mankind. And the word of the Lord came to me. And I said, and the Lord began talking to me. I said, this man of God, I'm going to lead him. He's going to take a step. It may look like a normal step, but he's going to take a step this year. And that step is going to be in the spirit, translated to a quantum leap. And he said, I'm going to break him out. And everywhere, his voice will be noised abroad. I didn't know. I put a little bit of that in my chat to him on his birthday. But I tell you the truth. There is an apostolic anointing that has escalated in this place. I see, when you talk about apostolic anointing, it's a force that breaks men out. So as I was saying before, I was rudely and stupidly interrupted by the devil. No matter your age or stage of life, listen to me. No matter your age or stage of life, I don't care if you're living with your parents, I don't care if you're a retiree, your age or stage of life is inconsequential, irrelevant, and immaterial. This anointing is lifting, in fact, this was the statement I made when I began to hear that noise. This anointing is lifting your horn. You know, horn is authority. And that's what the devil was trying to challenge. Horn is apostolic anointing. Listen, man of God, visibility. Listen to me. If you're here, listen to me. Everywhere you are will thrust you out. Everywhere you are. This is not satanic. Now, this is a Holy Ghost agitation. Round about where you are. Where you are will thrust you out. Just like even this place is thrusting you out. Listen. Apostle Luca, the Lord has exalted your horn. And in that place of exaltation, there is visibility. There is notoriety. In this place, you will not go to your harvest. Your harvest will come to you. See, when God exalts your horn, everything that is yours will begin to find you. Every ground you've lost, you will start regaining it. Every place in life you think you have faltered or failed, this anointing will swallow it up. Anything in your life you think you have lost, you will recover it. The Bible said, do not say concerning the former years that they are better than these. If you do so, you have not inquired wisely concerning it. So it's an insult. It's an affront to God. It's like slapping God in the face for you to ever say that yesterday is better than today. care how nice you thought yesterday was. In the anointing, yesterday can never be better than today. For the path of a just man is as a shining light. It shines more and more to the perfect day. And in the anointing, today can never be better than tomorrow. So tonight, I was going to say that tonight, God has given me permission. And I know that as I simply talk tonight, your room is changed. You know, the Lord told Elijah one time that he should anoint Elisha the prophet in his room. There are spaces in the spirit. There are spaces in the spirit. And some of you tonight, and all of you tonight, as your heart opens, praise the name of the Lord. I know what is happening tonight. I have the permission from heaven. Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Man of God, you know they always say that sometimes when they're together blessing, they say you will start from where I stopped. But I'm telling you now that you and your people, are you here somebody, are starting from where I am now. It's a prophetic blessing. Are you here somebody? I will not say you're starting from where I stopped because I'm still running my race and I'm not going anywhere. But because of the urgency of the apostolic and prophetic mandate, you are starting from where I am. You hear me? Everywhere these feet have entered, you are entering. Every experience I've had in God, I've come to drop it here. That's why I came tonight. I didn't come to give you too much gist. Unless God didn't send me, every good thing God has given me, every anointing has enabled me to touch my 30 something years of ministry. And God, every good thing, the way God supernaturally moved me around the world, the way God has brought me to sit with kings and princes, I'm dropping it for you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm dropping it here tonight. Your horn he has exalted like the horn of a unicorn. That's what I came to do here tonight. Are you here somebody? You're going to say something. No matter your age or stage of life, and no matter your experience, this anointing is finding you tonight. This anointing is dropping on you tonight. Are you here somebody? Listen, several years ago, the Lord asked us to start healing school. It's not an idea that I conceived. Kenneth E. Hagin is my foremost father of faith. So it was quickening my heart, start healing school. So we started healing school to make healing available. God said, the Lord said, make it available to the people. Teach it. That time we were doing it weekly. He said, teach it because I don't want my people sick. So teach it. And then eventually we escalated it and it now became one, because of the anointing that we started seeing present. The Lord said, haven't you noticed that there's a miracle anointing with this? So make it healing and miracle service. So we started making a miracle service. And we started running that for some years. Then one of those days, I was preparing to go into the miracle healing and miracle service. And the word of the Lord came to me and said, I've given 4 angels to follow you. Every time you come from healing and miracle service, I'm telling you that there are 4 angels that follow you. And so that day, I just kept quiet. I didn't mention, I just kept it to myself. I just went to teach. That day, some weird manifestations broke out in the service. So Lord said, I want you to be conscious that you carry those angels. Now last year, one of my good friends who has made that church his local church, who appears in the ministry, but he has made his church our local church is, you know, let me not go too much into detail. So there was a particular service I was teaching, and he was there with his wife. His wife is white. And I just started talking about these angels from nowhere. I don't know. I just felt, and I felt weird because it was like, I didn't want, you don't use supernatural to show off. So I was just talking about these angels. And that was the day, man of God, that I knew the name of those angels. So as I was talking about those angels, then it just, I heard myself saying, and one of those angels, his name is healing. And another of those angels, his name is favor. And he carries prosperity. And the third angel said, his name is preservation. And he carries deliverance. And he's the angel responsible for redeeming God's people's lives from destruction. And he said, the fourth angel, his name is miracle. And he is the leader. Now, as I was sharing that my friend stood in I was sharing that, let's say this is the auditorium, he was sitting on the front row that way. All through from that point in the message, he was just praying in other tongues. Now, so we greet after the first service. I prepare for second service. As we enter second service, they hid it from me, but as he went home, they had a terrible gas explosion inside the kitchen. Inside the kitchen. A huge bottle of gas like that. The main house, they were using it for something else. So they were using, they renovated these, the what we call the boys' quarters, where guest, you know, two rooms, everything. Inside, they had a, look, the gas exploded. I don't think the kitchen is more than the size of this stage, maybe even less than that. Gas, they exploded there. They came out alive. Later on, he told me, he said, "Man of God, I don't know why I was praying in other tongues when you were talking." He said, "I was wondering, because I know you, how you minister. I was wondering why you started talking about angels. It seemed like a disconnect." He said, "But now I know why I was praying in other tongues." He said, "I know that one of those angels was there." And then last year, October, the Lord started talking to me about the overflow anointing. He said, "From the time you turned 55, I turned 55 in November last year. And he said, from the moment you turned 55, he said, I planted your feet in the overflow anointing." And he started teaching me about the overflow anointing. He said, "This anointing cancels deficits. It removes damage and loss." He said, "It causes all lost grounds to be regained, all lost things to be recovered. It causes all lost years to be restored." He said, "From now on," that's what the Holy Ghost said between me and God. I'm telling you, this is what the Holy Ghost told me. He said, "From now on, for the rest of your life upon this earth, or till I come, you operate from this overflow anointing." He said, "It is my place of super sufficiency." He says, "Like my breast, I furnish you with everything." He said, "You will never again operate from behind or come from behind. You will always operate from the front." Now, why am I saying these things? Because my heart tonight, my permission from the Holy Ghost tonight, is to drop here, in addition to anything else that God has given God's servant, everything that I have, unless God didn't send me here today. From today, your feet are stepped in this overflow anointing. This anointing cancels deficits. No deficit. Believe me, people of God, everything changed. Everything changed. He said, "This is my place of super sufficiency. You will never operate from behind again the rest of your days." Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, "Glory to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." From there, everything changed. And he began to tell me, he said, "I've moved you into the realm of science." He started teaching me about the tokens of the overflow. And he said, "From now on, whenever you teach on this, it will start, yes, God confirms his word with signs and wonders. But now it starts with me. As he gives me a message to preach, I start seeing manifestations in my own life." Amen. I hear somebody. So today, everywhere I stand, with whomever I have sat. I remember we went to the U.S. one time with this my friend. No, with another friend. I went to Washington, D.C. It was a meeting of pastors. Man of God. This was, I'm just going to do this, and I've done my bit, because that devil is a liar. It was a meeting of pastors. I'll do one thing, then I'm done. It was a meeting of pastors. Pastors from all over the world. Actually, it was American pastors, but they included some of us in it. And the invite came to me. The invite came to me. One of my pastor friends was his uncle was supposed to be invited there. He now gave up his invitation for that my pastor friend, and they now included me in it. So when I got there and everything, there was a closed session. They kept telling people, don't leave. There's a closed session. They were now talking to pastors about, you know, coming against the liberal agenda in America and things like that. Then when they found there were some African pastors from Nigeria inside, they now organized for us to see somebody. Now at that time, Donald Trump had opened a new department in the White House called the Department of something like Religious Affairs or somebody. And then he brought somebody that they called the ambassador to head it. It was like for religious affairs, but truly it was to defend Christianity. That was the real thing. But they just made it look like religious affairs. There's politics everywhere. So when this guy heard about us, he requested to see us. So they pulled me and my friend out behind the scene. Now this guy reports directly to Donald Trump. So at first they were saying, well, you know, will they see us? Will they not see us? But somehow they just said, let's come and see. A meeting that was supposed to be just 2 minutes, because they said the man is very busy, ended up being almost like 30 minutes. You know this, what this man asked us, me and my friend? He asked, what do you want us to do for you? Give us counsel. How do we handle the Nigerian situation? We started trembling. He said, who are we? Now I said, I've come here to drop everything I have with you. I said, everywhere these feet have entered, you are entering today. So here we were. He was asking us for counsel on how to handle the religious crisis in Nigeria. So we gave him our counsel for security reasons. I won't tell you what we said. But you know, at that moment, he looked at us and said, what can we do for you? Me and my friend looked at it. You know, it's later on we were talking. We said, you know what? God gave us a test. This was an opportunity for us to stand for Nigerian Christians. It's not an opportunity for us to get green card. But I don't know, maybe there was an anointing on us that day, because after we, I said, hey. This man that has sees Donald Trump like this, say, what do I want? And I'm not United States citizen. I said, what did I tell my head? But we said, we thank God we passed the test because we were there for the sake of the body of Christ. Glory to the name of the Lord. I said, glory to the name of the Lord. Amen. Then they told us not to go because there's a special surprise. So we're wondering, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? So when they came for that meeting, they now shut, at some point, we're having pastor's meeting, they now shut all the doors. Then we now start seeing people coming in with talking, cackling radio. Now we came in from lunch. Ashe, the United States Vice President, Mike Pence, was coming to address us. The size of the room is just like a quarter of this place. So tight. So when I came in, my place, somebody came and took my place. Somebody took my place. And because I'm well trained, by the grace of God, I refused to be angry. I said, no problem, let me go and find a place. So I was looking for a place. So somebody just came and said, the only available place, they took me from the back. And they brought me to the front. Apostle, I'm leaving it with you today. I'm leaving it. They took me from the back. One hefty American displaced, selfie had displaced me. I left him. I wanted to go and find one place. They took me from the front. Back, they took me from the back. Brought me to the front. I'm not lying, sir. See my pens here. See me here. As if I just go and touch it. I was looking, my body was shaking. I said, God, what is happening? So these are some of the kind of things I see. And today, I'm telling you that you're not going to start from where I stop. You're starting from where I am running now. Every strain of favor you need, every strain of honor you need, is dropping upon you now in the name of Jesus. Your horn, God has exalted in the name of Jesus Christ. From that time, God just started fast tracking things. Now I lie not in Christ Jesus. I lie not in Christ. I won't say more than that. But I lie not in Christ Jesus. If you're talking about the decision makers in this state, I'm in their midst. Politically, I'm in their midst. Spiritually, I'm in their midst. So until I find myself in this meeting, I say, what am I doing here? What am I doing here? Katarabosa kalabala kunde. Whatever part of this anointing you need for your destiny, receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever these feet have entered, receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. Apostle, I'm going to do something. I don't know what your size is. Sometimes some of us big people have small feet and smaller people have bigger feet. Whether it fits or not, you're going to wear it. Just put your foot here. This is my right foot. Just put your foot in and walk around, sir. It's your size now. I say it's your size now. I say it's your size now. And everybody that is connected to this house, you're rising with him in the name of Jesus Christ. God sees me and God knows my heart. Everywhere he has ever taken me, every favor he has ever shown me, everywhere he has ever put me, I have not qualified for it. Let it rest on you now. Let it come upon you now. Let it rest on you now. Let it come upon you now. Let it rest on you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it come upon you now. Let it rest on you now. Let it come upon you now. Let it come upon you now. Let it come upon you now. In the name of Jesus Christ,
every favor the Lord has ever shown me, every honor the Lord has ever shown me, everywhere he has allowed this boy to place his feet, anywhere in this world, anywhere where I've sat, I've seen, I've touched, I've handled in the name of Jesus, in the grace of God, in the wisdom of God, in the anointing of God's Spirit, in the name of Jesus, by the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I bring you into that room now. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Help us come to you. Help us come to you. No more will you be called forsaken. No more will you call help be called helpless. No more will you have cause to say, where is my help? No more will you have cause to say, I have no help. I declare, as the Lord has helped me, 1,000 times more may he help you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Since this anointing began to visit me, I've never been stranded. The Lord has been my shepherd. The Lord has been my revival. I have fatness in my house. I have plenty in my house. I don't want for favor. I don't want for honor. Let it come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let this anointing shoot you out now. Let this anointing shoot you out now. Let this anointing move you from the realm of mediocre. Move you out of the realm of mediocre. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let this anointing single you out. 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 Makosekete. Let this anointing shoot you up. Let this anointing single you out. Let this anointing bakale koriyoma sekelama. Take in the name of Jesus Christ. Take in the name of Jesus Christ. Take in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this anointing single you out. Take in the name of Jesus Christ. Take in the name of Jesus Christ. No more will you be called helpless. No more will you be called hopeless. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where all the pastors and leaders in this church come. That study with apostle. Come. 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 No more will you be called helpless. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as I have. Such as the Lord has given me. I give you now in the name of Jesus Christ. Take in the name of Jesus. Take. Take in the name of Jesus. Take. 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 No more will you be called helpless. No more will you be called helpless. Jesus Christ. No more. No more will you be called helpless. No more will you be called hopeless. Your head, the Lord has lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor, all of your HOTs, let them come, sir. All your HOTs. Help has come. The same kind of help the Lord has helped me these almost 40 years. I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will not start from where I stopped. You will start from where I am now. Where I am now is your starting point. It's your starting point. Hereka. Hey. No more will you be called helpless. No more will you be called hopeless. Everything around about you has changed. Hey, Makaya. The dew of heaven has come to you. The fountains of the deep have broken for you. You are not without help. Oh, Makende. Elebande. Ligalande. Yerevande. No more will you be called helpless. No more will you be called forsaken. No more will you be called stranded. Help from heaven. The same kind, not a different kind. I say, where I am now will be your starting point. Let the nations open to you now. Let the nations open to you now. Let the birds of the air carry your name. In the name of Jesus, let the kings of princes and kings be open to you. Fasten itself upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. Let this anointing find you where you are. Shoot you up in the name of Jesus. Exalt your horn. Exalt your horn. Yeah. Exalt your horn. Your horn he has exalted like the horn of a unicorn.
Your horn has he exalted like the horn of a unicorn. Your horn has he exalted like the horn of a unicorn. You can't stay small, it's too late. You can't stay unnoticed, it's too late. Shoot out now in the name of Jesus. Shoot out now in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I do not care your age or stage of life. This anointing finds you in the name of Jesus. Honey comes out from a rock for you now. Oil comes out of a splintered stone for you now. Rivers flow in high places now. You are plenty corn. You are plenty oil. You are plenty wine. The fatness of the earth is yours in the name of Jesus. The depths are broken up for you. The fountains of the deep are broken for you. In the name of Jesus. No. You will never come from behind again. You will never come from behind again. I move you to the front. I move you to visibility. I move you to honor. Your hand, the Lord has exalted. No, you are not meant for the back. Come to the front. I summon you to the front. I summon you to the front. You come from behind. I summon you to the front. No. You will not remain behind. You will not remain in that frustration. You will not remain in that frustration. You will not remain in that stagnation. Come out from that place in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the preferred one now. You are the preferred one now. Marked with favor. Oh, Natalie, satisfied with favor. Your feet are dipped in oil. Your mouth is satisfied with honey. In the name of Jesus Christ. I don't care what you're from. I don't care what your family name is. I don't care what your village is. Inconsequential, immaterial, irrelevant. This anointing has found you. It has exalted your horn with honor. Shooting you to visibility. They'll say you are the one we want. They'll pick you even though you're not qualified. And they'll qualify you on the job in the name of Jesus Christ. Your head, he has exalted with honor. Your feet are dipped in oil. Your mouth is satisfied with bread and honey. Great and mighty has he made you. Lifted above your peers. But from the back to the front. By the hand of God. By the hand of God. By the hand of Yahweh. Manda Sokoto. Lift up your hands to heaven. This is what I hear in my heart. Pick the nations you want to go to. Pick them now. Just pick them now. Pick them now. They're given to you. I said they're given to you. Like a dream in the night, you'll see it. Like a dream in the night, you'll see it begin to happen. Pick the nations you want to go to. Manga la boseke. Etere bosondoro bolo bregia la ba. Yelegreya la ba. Some of you think you're going for school. Na lie. You're going to start Avalanche of Glory. You're going to start the ministry somewhere. You're starting Switzerland, Spain, Bulgaria. Again, the nations of Africa, South Africa, United Kingdom, United States of America, the islands of the sea. Pick the nations, pick the nations, pick the nations. They're dropping on you now. They're dropping on you now. As you go there, you think you're going for business, you think you're going for school, you think you're going for any opportunity, but I tell you, you're going to start an expression of this ministry. This ministry is spreading through you to the nations of the earth. Pick the nation, 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 pick the nation. Your moving forward. The door to yesterday has closed. Now you're moving forward. This anointing has a forward thrust to it. Now you're going forward in the name of Jesus. You cannot go back to what you were. No, you cannot. You can't go back to what you were before this service. That door has closed in the name of Jesus. The door to frustration is shut in the name of Jesus. The door to stagnation is shut forever in the name of Jesus. The door to invisibility is shut in the name of Jesus.
This anointing is making you visible. Visible. No matter the age or stage or season of life, your sweetest days have come. Your best days have arrived. From this day forward, it's going to be sweeter and 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 sweeter.
I'll almost be done. Just a few more minutes. Mahore ke sekelebo. Sere balakonde rabashige alabo. Rabandere yabaye. Sere balakando shige alaba yerebiando. Yerekete ribalakondo soma yemba yaba. Yerebala toro toro sabratikele. Sabratara dondoro sengere alaba yalabrando yo.
You know what the Holy Ghost is shouting no to? No to the determined counsel of the enemy concerning you. That's what the Holy Ghost is saying. Go to your rising, your shining. As your head and horn is lifted up, everything that is yours is coming to you.
Man of God, when the Lord started to teach me from Isaiah 40 verses 1 to 5 about this overflow anointing, he told me that the angel of the overflow will go with you. Because I'm in covenant with this house, all the angels that follow me will begin to follow you. There are already angels in this house attached to this anointing, but I'm adding mine. All the angels that follow me will begin to follow you. Healing, miracle, preservation and protection, favor that brings prosperity.
Some of you in this house, you start laying up money as dust. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. You just find out you've become a magnet now. Your horn, he has exalted. Your horn, he has exalted. And these angels of the overflow will begin to follow you. From today, you'll start living from this place of super sufficiency. Where you will never have a worry about your provision or sustenance. These rivers of provision will just start following you wherever you are. They'll just be handpicking you from everywhere. After today, you can't hide from favor. It will follow you everywhere. Fierce, aggressive favor. This kind of favor that even if you're hiding, it will pick you out of the stuff. And out of that will come a provision from heaven. Everything has changed. See, every wilderness has become a watered garden. Every desert has become a fruitful field. Watch it, you see it. You see it. Everything around your life, everything about your life is changing. This anointing is servicing your life. Is servicing your life. That's my commandment from the Lord tonight, that the place where I am, I bring you into it. You know, who is he that commanded and it come to pass when the Lord has not said it? If the Lord didn't say it, I can say it. I don't own the anointing. I can say it won't happen. But the Lord said it tonight. The Lord said it tonight. The Lord said it tonight. And you're in it. Let the angel of the overflow attach itself to this house. Let the angel of the overflow follow this house.
Let the angel of the overflow mark and single out everyone here for strange miracles in the name of Jesus. Let the angel of the overflow put everyone's feet in the pool of sufficiency in the name of Jesus. Let this angel of the overflow begin to mark your life.
Sobra hoke la mandes. Samahani ki soprana. Sere dele kele tondoro shambraba. Yere bala bara kuse kele mande. Yere basso kodende tarakole bayele wa. Sire bala kendere ki ala bo. Sire kele bandre se ki ala bo totori ala mande ala ba. Yere ki ala bonde ya. Le bara dodonde ya. La basa ki ala baya. Man of God, from today, there are no more boundaries in this house. No more boundaries in this house. No more boundaries in this house. Everything you see, you take. Everything you see, you enter. Every picture that enters your heart, immediately you hold it in your hands. No more boundaries. The walls have come down round about this house. No more boundaries in the name of Jesus. No more boundaries in the name of Jesus. No more boundaries in the name of Jesus. The Lord is going to lead you, sir. You're just going to take some steps. But inside that step is a quantum leap. In the natural, it will be a little step. But in the spirit, it's mountaintop to mountaintop. So in this place, you cannot be contained. The thing in my mind is, like Neil Armstrong, that astronaut, said, one small step for mankind, one giant leap for humanity. So I'm saying the implication of that step you're going to take, you're going to take many steps, but there's one particular one you take. In the spirit, it will be a quantum leap. And suddenly your head is shooting out and your honor is shooting out. And the nations are converging at your appearance. Glory to God forevermore. And as you're going, your people are going with you. As you're rising, all attached are rising with you. From this place, in the next few weeks, there's going to be an international movement in this place. Some of you don't even have a passport now, but wait and see what will happen. They'll call you, they'll make the passport for you, they'll buy the ticket for you, they'll take you to the place, they'll accommodate you. You go and come with a spoiled land. You know how the Makia has is going to happen? Your heart, kings and princes, great men, nobles, when they see you, their heart will just open to you. And as their heart opens to you, their treasures will follow you. I see an international movement in this place. Some of you, you don't look like it, but these, your feet, are about to touch nations you have never dreamt. I have respect for Africa. I have respect for Africa. But the nations of which I talk are across the seas. I'm talking about across the Atlantic Ocean, across the Pacific Ocean, across the Indian Ocean. Those are the nations I'm talking about. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm about done. 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 Somebody is going to call you very soon. And the position you're going to have in their life is that they're going to lean upon you. They're going to trust you with certain things. And everything will change. You're about to become somebody's right-hand man. They're going to lean upon you and trust you completely. It's what you say they will do. I'm talking about this person is coming with is a person of influence and honor and means. It's God that does these things. That's why I told you some of my stories. You see, this impartation, you're not going to try and make it happen. You're just going to go living your life. Pray as you've been praying, serve as you've been serving. You will not look for it, it will find you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This angel of the overflow is going to position you. Like Ruth was supernaturally positioned. Some of you, what's happening to you right now, there's an armor of discernment built in your heart. You know, Ruth could have left Naomi.
She had every right. She was young. Her Naomi's, her husband, Naomi's wife, son had died. Naomi's husband first died. Naomi and Orpah, both of them married to Naomi's, Ruth and Orpah, both of them married to Naomi's sons. The husband, Naomi's husband died. Her father-in-law died. Ruth's father-in-law died. Ruth's husband died. Orpah's husband died. I don't know what order. And Naomi said, look, I'm finished here. Even if I marry now and give birth to a son, will you wait for the son to grow up before you marry? So you're young, go, you can go. So Orpah began to, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, mama, hey, hey, I don't want to go, mama. And she was crying, she was packing her bag. And she left. But Ruth said, I'm not going anywhere. Say, as the Lord liveth, your people are my people. My God is your God. You see, who gave Ruth that discernment? I'm telling you, something is happening to you now. Discernment is coming on you. You will not run because men run. You will not leave because the place doesn't look palatable. Because some of you, God is about to visit you heavyweight. Orpah, do we ever hear her name again? But Ruth came into the lineage of Jesus. In fact, her name is mentioned above Naomi and Boaz's name. She cleaved. And then as she followed Ruth, who told her that her inheritance was with Naomi? This last blessing I leave with you is an armor of discernment. It will give you a prophetic eye. Eyes that see, ears that hear, a wise understanding heart. You will not go as men go. No, you will not. I need to hold you two more times. Tick. 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 You will not go as men go. You will not go as men go. You will not stay because the place is palatable. And you will not leave because it's difficult. Because some of you, this thing, you are already at the edge of turning around. Some of you, the Holy Ghost will give you discernment. You change your mind tonight and stay where it seems like there's fire. Because God is about to, God is about to clothe you. God is about to bring you to compensations. So that armor of discernment, men need it. Who told Ruth? Ruth just knew there's something about this woman that my inheritance is tied to her. Even though everything around her looks like she's cursed. But something about, something my heart is cleaving to her. So Ruth now followed Naomi. They went back to Israel. And the Bible says in Ruth chapter 2, verse 3, that she now called Naomi from verse 1. And she said to Naomi, let me go as the custom of Israelites are. She now learned the custom of Israel. Can you see this wise woman? Let me go and find the field of anyone whose heart will be open to me so I can glean. According to the law of Moses, that rich people must leave portions on the ground for the people who are coming so they can glean, the walk and glean. And the Bible said in verse 3 of Ruth chapter 2, she happened to enter the field of Boaz. Look, if she did not have discernment, she would not have followed Naomi to Israel in the first place. And she would not, see, if she did not do one, she would not have entered two. Some of you, this discernment today is going to make you step into your one. As you step into your one, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 has been arranged. Tonight you are stepping into it. Anyone under my voice who has been on the wrong path, that angel is adjusting your path today. Let me tell you the truth. In the anointing of God, you just need to get one thing right. One, just one. And everything else. And the Bible said in Isaiah chapter 35 that there is a way called the way of holiness that even fools or dundee will not make mistake in it. When this anointing catches you, that arm of discernment is on you. You will not go because men are going. You will not stay because men are staying. You will go and stay because in your heart you sense that this path, your destiny is attached to it. It doesn't matter. The thing may look like nyama nyama, but your heart will be rejoicing. You say, I'm staying here because God is about to visit you. Long story short, when she fell into the field of Boaz, she found favor with Boaz's servants. And Boaz noticed her. And Boaz now said, for this, who is this damsel? And they now told her, her name is Ruth. She followed Naomi, who was coming from the land of so and so and so and so. And she came back to Israel. She followed her. And he now said, leave for her portions on purpose. So that as she gleans, she will take those portions. So they give her preferential treatment. If they were living normal for poor people, they say, this is the path she's gleaning. Now leave double, triple for her. Now this angel is going to set your feet tonight. And you're just going to discover it's going to be like you're so smart, but it's the anointing. You're walking along already prepared paths. You will meet already prepared people. You will enter already prepared places. You will enjoy already prepared portions. This place you dwell in, it will become a fat land for you. That's how not only did Ruth was not only was she fed, but she eventually became Boaz's wife. And when they're talking about the lineage of Jesus, even Ruth is amplified above Naomi. She's amplified above Boaz. Tonight, your horn is exalted. Tonight, your horn is exalted. I know your pastor has been teaching you, but you will yet understand yet again that it's the anointing that makes men. So tonight, I came with an inheritance. Man of God, you have honored me. The honor has touched me deeply. You know, I can't do this everywhere. I didn't even plan to do this. You know it very well. You minister in the spirit. If there's no release, there's no release. But tonight, there's a release. Tonight, you have followed your Moses through this affliction and cloud. And you stayed. You stayed. You stayed. You will thank God forever you stayed. This anointing is going to, till Jesus comes, is going to follow your lineage. So tonight I've offloaded everything I have. I've dropped it in this house. The custodian of this house is this man of God. I've dropped it here. I hear somebody. We're having our Thanksgiving service last year, end of year. And I was going up because we're at the outdoors. And I was going, the Lord said, I am the God of wide open places. I'm the God of wide open spaces, and I'm your God. And I say in the name of Jesus, that God that introduced himself to me as the God of wide open spaces, I leave that introduction here. Add to what you have. The God of wide open spaces. Then again, when it was time for praise, Thanksgiving, I had Agbada that day. I came and I was dancing in the sun. And I heard the Holy Ghost say to me, what? You're dancing in, it's under this hot sun. He said, you live in my shade the rest of your life. I drop that shade here. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. You will never beg to eat. You will never sweat to eat. You will never toil to eat. The ground upon which you labor will never bring thorns and thistles. The fatness of the earth is yours in the name of Jesus. Plenty corn, plenty oil, plenty wine. And I kept dancing. I said, thank you, Lord. He said, go and announce to the people. I went to announce to the people. I came down. I said, this is what the Lord told me. That what, my son, you're dancing under this sun in my presence. You, for the rest of your life upon this earth, you will never ever live in the under the hot sun. You will live under my shade. So I said, who will come and dance with me? Many people came over dancing with me. As I was dancing, the Lord now said again. He said, you're sweating. He said, you will never sweat again. The rest of your life. So these things just started happening. And the Lord told me that wherever you share it in simplicity, that as an inheritance comes to my people. He said, because the rate at which the devil is moving, my people have to overtake him. So I have to move them to this realm. Now listen, between now and March, mark it. Between now and the end of March, mark it. God is going to start doing some things for you that will remove, listen, that will take false unbelief out of your mind. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? God is going to start doing some things for you, and he's going to do it in a way that you cannot exchange that blessing for something else. Because, and say he's going to do it in that way so that you'll be fellowshipping, looking at it face to face. For example, God can give you a car and make it impossible for you to sell it. You say, okay, I'm not reached this level now, so let me sell it. And that's a good thought. Make investment here, make investment, buy a lower one. But he said, I'm going to start doing some things for you that will tell you, this is how I see you now. I'm going to make it impossible for you to get out of that blessing. So that you can live in it and see it, so that your mind can change to know that this is where I placed you now. Amen. Glory to God. Lift up your hands to heaven. Apostle, I love you, sir. Number 3. Patasokote rebasakato rebasekete. My God, somebody is going to lean on this man. Somebody is going to trust this man. Somebody is going to lean on this man. It will be his word that will control the flow of billions. It's what he says the man will do. Somebody is about to lean on this man and trust him. And many such things will be replicated in this house. Many such things. Thank you, Lord. Apostle, please stand up with your wife. Man of God, I love you from the depth of my heart. Let this thing the Lord showed me be actualized in your life. Amen. Father, this is what I have. All that you have ever given me from the depth of my heart. All that I have. All that you have made me. I freely bequeath to these your precious ones now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Lift up those hands to heaven. Where is Billy? Bring him. Give him. Call Billy. Let him come. Thank you, Lord. Lift up those hands to heaven. Listen, you may not have come out here. You may not have fallen under the power, but just lift up your hands to heaven. It's on you now. Now take it in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you that are saying the power of God has not, I know you're well taught. But all of you that feel you're not falling under the power, all of you that feel that you have not come up here, now take in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, now take in the name of Jesus Christ. I say take in the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hand to heaven. Just lift up your hand to heaven. Now take. Take in the name of Jesus. Take. All the way in the back there, take in the name of Jesus Christ. All of you in the back seven rows, just wave your hand like this. In the back seven rows, just wave your hand like this. Back seven rows from the back to the front, seven rows. Just wave, take in the name of Jesus Christ. Where's Billy? Rabo Sakata, Rabo Sekete. In the name of Jesus Christ, come. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come with your wife again. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come. Come, sir. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. That lady with the red cap, come. Take in the name of Jesus Christ. Mama. Okay, Mama is down. Take. Thank you, Lord. Take. Lift up your hand one more time. Every blessing I have come with, I leave with your pastor. And your pastor is the gateway. Everybody. Every one of you. Thank you, Lord. See. Life is about to get sweeter and easier than you have ever known. Thank you, Lord. Can you just lift up your hand and thank Him? Apostle.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sazon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-6530-2610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you.